Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Mamdani just unveiled his plan to tackle housing affordability. The mayor announcing that his housing plan will include several proposals, and a major one is a focus on NYCHA housing. Mamdani had been criticized for not putting a focus on NYCHA during his campaign, where he focused on freezing the rent. The city's public housing, as you know, has been plagued with problems and needed repairs. They regularly deal with broken elevators, broken heat, mold.
After decades of disinvestment, NYCHA tenants have come to expect that no matter who is in office, they will be overlooked. Their concerns will be ignored. That ends today.
The mayor, in his announcement, expected to lean on two programs for NYCHA, one that relies on the private sector, the other, the Public Housing Preservation Trust. And they have the goal of renovating 25,000 apartments, including many that have been sitting empty. He's also said to be considering modular housing to build more quickly in the city. 30 Queens workers are finally seeing a long overdue payday. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz says more than $28,000 in stolen wages is finally in the pockets of former employees of a cleaning company. The checks ranging from $200 to $3,800 were distributed after the company's owner pleaded guilty to charges, including failing to pay wages. The owner was sentenced to 5 years probation and is barred from incorporating new companies in New York for those 5 years. A dispute over panhandling on a Bronx subway platform ended with one man on the tracks. The NYPD says this happened just after 7 o'clock last night at the Woodlawn Station on the 4 train. A 51-year-old man with the last name Escobar allegedly shoved another man, causing him to hit his head and his chest on the tracks. Luckily, that victim was pulled to safety before a train came through and taken to the hospital, where he is awake and responsive. Escobar was arrested at the scene. He faces two counts of assault and reckless endangerment. A Brooklyn baseball community is mourning one of its own. Longtime youth coach Jose Castro and his mother were killed in a fire that tore through their East Flatbush apartment on Saturday. Castro spent more than 40 years coaching young players at the Bonnie Youth Club. Those who knew him, like Kevin Rice, the club's president, say his impact reached far beyond the field.
It's devastating to our organization, you know, the news, and he's going to be hard to replace. Not one person is going to be able to do what he did. I mean, we have to replace him with a team of coaches. But he just wanted to see his players succeed on and off the field. That was his passion.
A memorial continues to grow outside their apartment building with candles, flowers, and baseball mementos honoring both Castro and his mother. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. A car was left split in half after a deadly crash on the Northern State Parkway. New York State Police say a driver was killed after losing control of a Volkswagen Monday night in Smithtown. The car was speeding, cops describing this driving as erratic before it crashed near exit 46 by the new highway overpass. The impact was so severe, the driver, who was alone, was sadly thrown from the car. Their identity has yet to be released, and no other injuries were reported. We're learning more about a Brooklyn subway robbery that led to an arrest earlier this month. The NYPD saying that a 25-year-old man was on a northbound 5 train at the Church Avenue station on April 29th. That's when three people approached him, punched him repeatedly in the face, and stole his backpack. They took off on foot, and the victim was hospitalized in stable condition. Cops say a 15-year-old boy was arrested May 11th and charged with 2 counts of robbery. Still, officers are working to identify the other two suspects. 2 men were arrested, and their shiny new cars now sitting in an impound lot after a late-night drag race on Long Island.
Authorities say the Mustang is gone. So is the Dodge Charger. And both cars could be crushed at a scrapyard. Suffolk police say anyone caught in an illegal speed racing contest will have their cars seized and the drivers may never get them back. 2 men in their 20s are accused of the crime on the William Floyd Parkway and face a number of charges. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The all clear has been given in Belmore on Long Island, where a shelter-in-place order was lifted late last night after a propane leak at a filling station on Belmore Avenue. The problem came from an 1,150-gallon cylinder that was used to fill smaller tanks. The Belmore Fire Department, hazmat crews, the Fire Marshal's Office, and Nassau County OEM were all on the scene, working to reduce pressure and prevent more gas from escaping. People living near the site had been told to stay indoors while the repairs got underway. No immediate injuries were reported. A Brooklyn man is back above ground after a six-hour ordeal inside a cave in upstate New York. The Department of Environmental Conservation says the man became wedged in a crevice about 400 feet inside Merlin's Cave in Canaan in upstate New York while he was exploring with friends. Forest Ranger John Gullen says by the time rescuers arrived, those friends were not in the best shape.
There's still three of his buddies who are still with him, and they're trying to get him out. At this point, they've been in the cave for many hours, so they are all hypothermic.
Eventually, Gullen says after trying to remove him by hand, they had to deploy a hammer drill and carefully extract him from the tight spot. After warming up, though, he was able to walk out of the cave on his own.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.